Welcome to the Football Podcast. This is your host, Mr. Number 9.
And this is The Phone.
We have a lot to talk about this week. Even though we've only had a podcast rather a short time ago, by our standards, there's been a lot going on. 2 weeks from now, we have the Premier League opening up. And this Sunday, we have Leicester versus United for the Charity Shield. We have the Olympic football tournament, which is, or obviously the Olympics are going to go on. They're going to start officially on Saturday, but the football tournament's always already started as it's far longer. Even a 16-team tournament's too long for the Olympics. Which should tell you something. And we have interesting news for New Zealand fans when it comes to how we're going to watch the football the Premiership in general. But I think let's open up on that. So last season was the last season of Premiership Pass, a product that I must say I subscribed for all three seasons. Same. No complaints. Great product. Loved it.
I loved it too. It was perfect. I think it gave exactly what we needed. Able to get in, watch the games. You could watch a team, you could watch four. You generally had a week to watch it, 24 hours to a week, depending on the games and exactly how their rights worked out.
Exactly. If you missed a game for more than a week and you wanted to watch a particular highlight from a match, you would look on the internet anyway. It'll be on YouTube somewhere or Tumblr.
You'd get highlights, Or there's this thing called the 6 o'clock news.
But the product gave us exactly what we wanted. And let's be honest, every sport is doing this. Yeah. The NBA Pass is what basketball fans everywhere in the world have. And look, the NBA is growing heaps in popularity. Like, there's always been a bunch of people who were kind of wanted to be fans, wanted to get into it, didn't have time to watch all the games on Sky, didn't want to. The timing difference didn't work on them. And they were great big basketball fans, loved playing it. But since the NBA Pass has come out, like, the fandom has grown massively. Exactly. I mean, to an extent, it's had some bad sides on local basketball competitions. Like, I don't think people love the NBL, the fans, and even the New Zealand.
And I think you find that both the New Zealand NBL and the Australian NBL are both, for the New Zealand teams, so the Breakers and all the New Zealand teams, actually have some great fan bases. They've got much more.
The Breakers and the Perth Wildcats have great fan bases, but every other team in ANBL are...
Townsville has decent as well.
They are struggling, even though they have good teams and good players. There's nothing wrong with the product. Like, the games go to the wire, that's really close. For a while, we've had, like, obviously the Breakers and the Wildcats dominating the top, but that's going to change. It'll come in cycles.
And whilst they're dominating the top, the games are actually really close, even playing the other ones. Like, they have to play at their best to get there. And the only reason they're doing that is because they've got the fan base. They're able to attract some of the slightly better talent, and that the talent knows that they're going to be playing against full houses all the time. They're going to be in quite an exciting atmosphere. So this coming season, I know we're well out of scope here, but this coming season, the ANBL is going to be a bit more interesting because some of that talent, like the Cedric Jacksons, who were pretty much Breakers all the way, have now gone to like Melbourne and other places. So there's been a bit more of a spreading out of the talent. So it may actually get even closer because there's not going to be quite as many, like the Wildcats and the Breakers aren't going to be quite as concentrated in their talent. So
that may be so, but amongst the big basketball fans in Australia, NBA fans far outnumber ANBL fans. Just like in football, the equivalent here, in Australia, I'm pretty sure our Premier League fans far outnumber our local football fans.
Well, to be fair, what it is that ANBL or NBL fans are NBA fans.
Absolutely. They should be.
Yeah.
And the problem with that has been that because the NBA is just so accessible to them, that there's still only 24 hours a day you have. As much basketball as you would love to watch, as if you were and as much football as you and I like to watch. With our limited availing time, we can't even watch all of the Premier League.
No.
And
That said, if I could get the Phoenix on the the Premier League Pass as well, I would have watched the Phoenix as well as Chelsea and a couple of other games a week.
I would probably do the same. Heck, the only thing I could think of that would make me watch more local football and is maybe if I put in a bit more effort, I could go watch Waitakere FC or Waitakere United play. But it's still, that is a growing problem. But for the Premiership itself, It's probably more popular here than it's ever been.
Easily.
And we've got New Zealand players, we've got Winston Reid, we've got Australian players, we've got... And because I think the Premiership Pass has actually made it really accessible for the last three seasons, and it's grown the fan base. Now, Adam here speculates that BN Sports accidentally bought the rights to the New Zealand to Premiership.
That's how I've read it. Well, my interpretation of the reading is that their buying of the New Zealand rights was either it was accidental and it's outright, or the amount of money they paid for the New Zealand rights was a little accidental. That they were I don't think they've been too hidden in the fact that their focus has been on the Australian market, mm-hmm. and that the New Zealand market was just a side product of that. And so, so that they brought the New Zealand rights. I think they probably paid more than they really wanted to. And possibly more than they really thought they had. And I know this because both Sky and... So both Coliseum, who own Premier League Pass, and Sky, both were well out of the bidding when BN put in some of their offers. And they were like, we're well under that. Their price range was not even close. Which suggests that BN were well overpriced to begin with. Yeah. And they could have got it for less. And their subsequent reactions seems to indicate that perhaps they weren't really understanding that they were bidding on the New Zealand rights and not just the Australian rights. Well, they were bidding on the Australian and New Zealand rights. They sort of got a bit muddled.
Yeah. With Premiership Pass, its first season was ridiculously cheap. $149 a year for the whole season. You and I both knew that was not going to be sustainable.
It was even cheaper in that first season. It was, that $149 was the...
That's right.
We just got the basic one, which was just the games at $99.
Yeah.
Which we both knew was just... That was not going to be sustainable for them. And it wasn't.
Oh, no. $99 was never going to be sustainable. $149 was never going
to
be sustainable.
That was second year. They bumped it up to $150, and you got everything. There was no basic, there was just one level. And then last year it was up to $199, was it?
$199. Heck, I would, let's be honest, you and I would be happy $50, even $100 more,
$300.
For a 10-month product, given pretty much everywhere else in the world pay double that.
It doubled that. Getting up to $300 a year, I would have, that would be where I'd start looking at, do I want all the games or am I only can I get away with just watching Chelsea games? Yep. In which case, I'd subscribe to Chelsea TV and just watch Chelsea games and put up with not watching anything else. That's sort of, they'd be getting close to that sort of tipping point where. It's, but yeah, anything less than that, it's like, I get all the Premier League games. Sweet, sure.
Yep. So it was priced very competitively. It gave us everything we wanted. And I, for one, will miss it sorely.
I will too.
But. The news is that we're going to get Sky and BN show the games. I am weary of this because BN are supposed to be releasing a web-only, on-demand type product, that which is what we want from our football.
That is what they've promised. So they had a deal going. So once they've got the rights to New Zealand one, and that's where I'm pretty sure they didn't really realise what they were doing or hadn't really thought it through. They realized they needed a way of actually just showing these games in New Zealand, and they didn't have a network. So them and Sky worked together a deal so that they've got the BN channels 1 through 5 showing on Sky, where you can buy it for $10 extra on top of your Sky Basic or something like that.
Yeah, which, you cannot buy that on its own, which is what you and I want.
Yeah, so really it's like $70 a month. It says, I think, $12.99 a month. But really, it's 70 but you've got to have Sky.
Yeah.
Plus connection. So your yearly fee is getting closer to $150 to $200 once you've got connected and you're...
Yeah. Look, I'm sure Sky has nice stuff for your rugby fans and your league fans, but it has consistently let down your football fans throughout its history of existence.
And to be fair, even for the rugby and your league fans, whilst it's got stuff there, the amount of dross it has, for lack of a better word, is just not even worth it, really. It's just...
Rugby and league, with all due respect, is not football. You do not have 3 months of crazy season people speculating. We could have an entire show just talking about transfers, went on for hours, which you and I would watch.
And we've done our podcast before. Every other season, we've done one podcast on transfers, at least, if not two.
And that's the off season. This is not what happens during when the main event is on.
No, exactly.
And then there is the crazy times of year, and there's Champions League windows. There's a whole bunch of drama. This is The Premier League is like the quintessential sporting entertainment product.
So that's what Sky does for the Super Rugby. They do all that sort of... Nobody cares about this, but they do it. So.
I mean, look, Piri Weepu comes in place for the Blues. That's great, but I'm not going to spend 6 weeks losing sleep over Piri Weepu, whether he's coming or not. If he goes plays for the Hurricanes, good on him. Plays for the Blues, good on him. As long as he keeps playing good for the All Blacks, I don't care.
You mean Beauden Barrett at the moment, don't you? You're like 5 years behind, bro. Yeah, come on.
I'm just giving a known example. And you compare that to, say...
Well, the latest one is Beauden Barrett. Beauden Barrett's the newest one of... He's coming to the Blues, because the Blues need a first five, and they apparently can't hold on to any first five that's homegrown in the Blues catchment area, which is the largest of all the Super Rugby teams. But, you know, that is...
We are not the rugby podcast, so let's not go deep into this. We've already dangerously strayed into the basketball podcast.
We've gone through the basketball podcast.
But yeah, as an example, like that transfer, like I would for my, like I lost sleep over losing sleep over Paul Pogba, and I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm sure Adam himself has lost sleep over players like Diego Costa's coming or
pulling hair out when they let Drogba go the first time.
Chelsea don't do the long drawn out transfer to buy players, but like I'm sure Arsenal fans thought the same thing when they finally got Sol Campbell a decade ago, as we need to say. Or when United took nearly until the last transfer day to get Wayne Rooney, once again, a decade ago. But those are this is the sort of things that we...
I suppose the other one is John Stones last year for Chelsea.
Oh, yeah, that's...
That was an ongoing saga. And didn't go through, and that just...
It almost set the tone for Chelsea's season,
arguably. It did. Completely. I think if we'd got John Stones... The season would have been different. For no apparent reason why that should have mattered. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like his position was really the bit that let us down. It was really, but possibly for different reasons, in that the fullbacks were a bit off their game. But
and that's just our teams. And I will have long discussions about whether or not a mid-table team like Stoke should be spending $20 million on their third-choice centre-back and whether that's a good investment in the long term. Yeah. And we would analyse it. And what sort of centre-back they should get and how versatile this centre-back should be and how young versus how experienced. These are deep, in-depth conversations. And this is the off-season.
Yes.
We would happily have 10 channels of football and watch and watch all of them.
Yeah, exactly.
But
10 TVs.
but in the past, Sky has promised a football channel which showed remarkably little football, as you can recall. So I'm going to hold my breath. Sky's going to have to show me a product that's good. Otherwise, I'm going to go like hell. If I'm going to watch the occasional live game, I may as well, and it's on a Saturday night, I'm probably out watching it.
Yeah. As I say, as I understand, there's going to be five channels on Sky. The five BN channels on Sky. They're going to show, one of them's going to be dedicated to the Premier League. The other four will show Premier League plus BN's other football, which is the La Liga, the French League, Serie A, Bundesliga, some Champions League games, not all, because ESPN's got some of that. So I think basically what it means that Sky gets slightly more Champions League than they had before. And Scottish Premier League, I think the Scottish FA Cup, not the English FA Cup, the English League Cup, and some of the lower tier English leagues. So the Championship and League One, I think. I don't think they got League Two, but so you got to, what they say they're giving is actually a reasonably comprehensive football experience, and it would be awesome. That said, from what I've seen on Twitter in the last week when I've started, was that on Facebook, BN went, "Yes, we're going to release everything's been released, yay!" And then delving deeper into it, it was the Sky channels are now got a set date for release, which is opening day of the Premier League, and there is a schedule for it, and the games. The schedule has already been released and it's already been criticised. As I understand, apologies to all Swansea fans, but the main game on the main channel for the first 2 weeks in a row is the Swansea game. I'm not sure who they're exactly playing, but I can't remember anyway who they're exactly playing, but Swansea apparently shot two or three times in the first... two times in the first 2 weeks, I remember, and then three times in the first 4 or 5 weeks. Like, there's lots of Swansea early on, and people weren't particularly happy about that. There are Spurs fans that aren't happy because there's not a lot of Spurs games that have been scheduled in, and things like that. Which, thinking back to...
It's a valid argument, because they're a top three side.
Exactly. And going back and to last time Sky had the Premier League, this is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
You got the top four, you know, United, Arsenal, Chelsea and Liverpool, for some reason, as I remember, had lots of games on, and everybody else got a sprinkling here and there. And you got maybe the one game, the 1 o'clock game, and maybe a 2:30 game, and that was about
it. How many Leicester games are they showing? They're defending champions.
No idea.
And how many City games are they showing, for that matter, who are probably favourites at the moment to win the Premiership?
I would think so, yes. Yeah.
Forgive us if we sound cynical, but this is Rupert Murdoch and this is Sky.
Yeah.
And Sky in New Zealand has just never got football right.
No. As I say, it's meant to be... This is actually meant to be BN. It's their channels they're giving to Sky. And so it's their programming, their scheduling and everything, and it still seems to be very weird. And then they're meant to have the BN Connect, which is the online platform, which the way it was written as I understood the beginning, it sounded remarkably similar to Premier League Pass. It was going to be the same thing. You'd have the games, you could watch whatever, it'd be on there for the 24 hours of the week, depending on the exact rights they had for that game, because the Premier League doesn't like to have everybody have full access to everything. And you could go on there, watch on demand, or watch live. You could do the four split screen, up to four games at once, and all the rest, and they'd have all the games there. But A, that's not going to be released in New Zealand in time for the start of the Premier League, and B, they're very vague on what they're actually going to do now. There seems to be a little bit of stepping back away from that concept, and it seems like it may just be some games which may or may not be the ones scheduled on to the BN Sky channels anyway. It seems, I read two comments from, this is from BN, from their official Facebook and Twitter accounts, and the two comments I read were a bit contradictory about whether they were going to show the games they didn't show on their Sky channels that weren't scheduled in, or the other games would be on the Kinect ones, or it would be the same as what was on the Sky channels that was their scheduled games, and those would be on the BN Kinect for on demand. It was a little weird.
What we want is some form of on demand for all the games.
Yeah.
Because that's ideally the product, because you might hear about a cracker of a game between two teams, which you wouldn't normally watch, but go, oh, that was apparently a great game. Yeah, let's go watch it. And
I mean, that happened last year, but that was Leicester, like early on. Leicester just started playing awesome, so I started watching Leicester games as well as the Chelsea games.
Like, a few seasons ago, I watched a lot of Arsenal games because they were playing really well and playing a really neat brand of football. And I watched, like, last season, I will admit, I watched more Man City games than I watched United games because Man City were playing good until they started playing crap. But there was a certain point in the season where I had watched more Man City games than United games.
Yeah.
So it happens, you know, and that's why you want it on demand. And what you want to watch live and what you want to watch on demand are different things. And I don't necessarily think your football TV audience and your football on demand audience are cannibalizing each other. There are people who just always want to watch on TV.
When
it's on and they want to watch it live.
There was lots on Radio Sport complaints about the Premier League Pass because it wasn't on their TV. They couldn't just my Sky it and watch whenever they liked, even though it was on demand and they could watch whenever they liked. They said there seemed to be a bit of a complaint about it just not being on the TVs, like that was some sort of magical box to watch on.
But so you could set it up on your TV.
Only if you had a Samsung TV. If you had a Samsung TV, you could download the app and just watch it there. And that app, the Samsung app for Premier League Pass, was occasionally a bit buggy. They did sort it out at different times, and then a different update would crash something and it was a pain. But that said, there's this thing called Chromecast now, so in the end, apps on your TV are almost past the use-by date. You may as well, you know, if you're watching an online stream, you get Chromecast and you just throw that up.
Yeah, exactly.
And so you could have done, they could just do that, and it's... But that's a bit more
like, if you don't know how to do it, like, get your kid or your grandkid to show you, just get it done for you. You need to do it once. Yeah, and then you'll get Chromecast and you'll be happy forever.
Exactly.
Like, you'll be like, Premiership Pass, thank you for introducing me to Chromecast.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's... Because there's three audiences, right? There's your people who like to watch it on TV with their surround and want to watch all the games live and they'll have friends over. There are people who like to go to pubs and public places and watch there. And there are people who just want to sit on their bed and look on their tablet or their phone and watch games.
Yeah, exactly.
And look, I fit into all three, but I prefer, like... Most convenient is the tablet. Like, yeah. My favourite is probably the pub going, but that's not sustainable all the time.
No, no, you can't do that all the time. That is quite fun, and if you can manage it for one of the big games or something you know is going to be an awesome game, then that is beyond the best way of watching.
Yeah.
I normally watch Sunday morning, or one of the mornings anyway, with the little one, get up, wife can have the sleep in, put on the football, get him breakfast, get myself breakfast, we both watch football together, he plays, whatever. And it's a good. It's just there, and we get to watch a game or two in the morning, and it's quite enjoyable, really.
It's what pretty much everyone who watches an American sports can do. Like, if you watch NFL or NBA or NHL, that's what you do.
Baseball, MLB, all of them have got an online...
The problem with football is it's too big. There are too many good leagues, there are too many good teams, and there's too many people we want to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's no... Like, if you're a real football fan, you're just almost forced to pirate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think if BN doesn't really sort their stuff out this year, at the very least, I'll just give my money to Chelsea and buy Chelsea TV. And they've upgraded... Like, a few years ago, they were a little annoying because they didn't have a true on-demand. You could sort of get their games on-demand, but not really. Now they've got a true on-demand system, so I can watch all their...
MUTV's always been a great product. Yeah, yeah. If all you want to do is watch United games, I cannot recommend it enough. But I tell you, like, Louis van Gaal kind of made me dampen my enthusiasm for watching United a little bit last season.
Hey, you've got the special one now. You'll be fine.
We'll see how we feel. Look, but the thing is, watching our own team is like only getting half the story. It would be like watching Game of Thrones and only watching the Lannister scenes. And you just don't know what else happens. There's, like, this whole Night Watch and, like, dragons. None of that. You wouldn't get any of that.
Well, you'd get this
really awesome incest storyline.
Well, you'd get all this sort of random rumours and stuff coming in if you were just watching the Lannisters, you know, just getting about this other stuff happening. And you're like, what, there's dragons? Really? What? No.
And Tyrion went where? Like, why did they sell him? He was so good for the team.
Yeah,
they transferred him to that
team. He just left. Well, what did they do? They didn't sell him. They let him go for free. I mean, really? he left. He was just like, my contract's done. See you, bye. I'm going to go play for this team.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, that's just the problem. Like, it's what's good and bad about football.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that we can watch follow a lot of leagues without watching them and follow what players are doing without watching them, and then there's so much of it that we all want to watch. And frankly, there's not enough time. And maybe there will never be a perfect football product, but Premiership Pass came as close as it could be for us.
What BN were meant to be offering sounded like it was going to be even closer to perfect.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get what you got for Premier League Pass, plus all the other leagues that we might be interested in, you know, the La Liga, the Bundesliga and Serie A and French League and all the rest. So you could have, and the Scottish League, so you could have a bit of a, you could dabble in others just to get a more fuller story, you know, get a little bit of backstory, little side quest going or whatever, just to understand things a bit more fullness, so that the Champions League would become more fruitful and more deep in its flavour. I'm not sure if that's, I have to wait and see if that's actually going to come to fruition.
We'll
it
have
seems
to, wait
to be.
And see.
Less
it sounds too good to be true. Just from my...
Yeah, so when they first put out, this sounds way too good to be true. I did go a little bit and look, no, that's actually what they're promising. Like, being not a small-time player, they've owned the rights to the Premier League and all these leagues in the Middle East and Asia and places like that for a while now. And they apparently do a very good product. And they do have BN Connect in Europe where they have these things as well. So it's not an unknown thing. And if they have these rights, they can do it. And they do the online delivery quite well. And apparently it's all HD. It's all super good. It's very compact. And it's just like the New Zealand Australian. And I don't know, I have to look and see whether the Australian launch is being as troublesome as the New Zealand one. Or whether it's just that they're focusing on the Australian launch and getting that right. And just haven't really paid any attention to New Zealand, which is more likely, and that they're taking their lead off Sky, who are like, oh, we get the Premier League back? Excellent.
Yeah, yeah.